The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
And if it's time to play the game, that must mean it's hour number three of the Starting Lineup. 99.1 The Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Will West, Harmony Pillows on the line from our friends at M. Lilly, U.S. headquarters. You know where they are. They're next door to the Fresh Market in Farragut. And if you want to score one of those Harmony Pillows from M. Lilly, Will West, they're going to have to play Sports Jeopardy with us today. For the first-timers, for the refresher course, how do you play Sports Jeopardy on TSL?
Here's how Sports Jeopardy works. Each contestant is going to get a 100-point question, a 200-point question, and a final Sports Jeopardy question where they can bid with the points they've won in the first two rounds. Contestant with the highest point total at the end of final Sports Jeopardy going to be the big winner. Ivins, what are they playing for today?
I'm telling you, man, the Harmony Pillow, if it's not the best on the market, I want to meet the pillow that is. I want to sleep with the pillow that is. I want to be around a pillow that's going to help me catch up on my naps mid-afternoon, help me get caught up with my sleep during the weekends, and just all around give me better sleep overall. The Harmony Pillow does that each and every rest, and it's only available at M. Lilly, the U.S. headquarters in Farragut. Eric Kane, we need two contestants. They both have names. What
all
are
right.
they?
So it's a little confusing this morning. We have Steve, and we have Steven.
Ooh.
So Steve. Can y'all handle that one?
Yep. And Steve, well, can I get Steve first? That would be Steve. Steve, not only does
good
your
morning,
opponent
guys.
Share a similar name to you, but good morning to you, Steve. You have a difficult decision to make. Do you want your Sports Jeopardy questions from Will West or from me, Tyler Ivins?
Hey, Tyler, that's never difficult. We're taking you, buddy.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that. And if you've been following along with NFL storylines, free agency, and trade rumors, you're going to be just fine here, Steve. Question number one. J.J. Watt has 101 career sacks. Where does he rank on the active sack leader list? So out of active players in the NFL, where does J.J. Watt rank in career sacks?
I would say number one.
Okay, that'd be a good guess, but unfortunately he's not better than Terrell Suggs right now, and he's not better than Von Miller, so he's third. He's third on that list right now, but not a big deal. We're going to get to the 200-point question. Remember, you already get 100 just for picking up the telephone, Steve. What overall selection was Carson Wentz back in the 2016 NFL draft? Do you remember what pick the Eagles took Carson Wentz out of North Dakota State University?
You know, I was thinking it was number one.
He was number two.
Oh.
He was number two. He was the number two pick in the NFL draft. All right, listen, Steve, you got 100. You have a chance to make it even better coming up in Final Jeopardy, so hold tight. Now Steven gets a chance to team up with Will.
Steven, are you ready to get this W, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. Hopefully you know things about J.J. Watt because we had the conversation yesterday from John Robinson, the general manager for the Titans, saying the Titans have contacted J.J. Watt's people, so J.J. Watt is your category today. What Big Ten school did J.J. Watt play college football for? That's your 100-point question. It is Wisconsin. Fantastic job. That is 100 points. Your 200-point question. What school did J.J. Watt play for before transferring to Wisconsin?
I don't remember.
The answer is Central Michigan, because God knows Butch Jones tried to tell us 100 times that it was
That
he was the guy that brought in J.J. Watt. So you're sitting with a 100-point lead. Everybody gets 100 bonus points. You have 200 points heading into Final Sports Jeopardy.
Steven, here's the deal. You got a hundo, man. You got to risk it all if you want to at least tie Steven. So we going all in here?
All in.
All right. Now, Steven, we've answered questions about Carson Wentz and J.J. Watt. How about we answer a question about potential trade target Deshaun Watson? Hey, Steve, Deshaun Watson finished the 21 season with 4,823 passing yards. Steve, where did that rank in the NFL this year? Deshaun Watson, where did he rank in total passing yards for the 2021 season?
Hey, I'm going to stick with my number one.
That, there you go, baby. Number one. Eventually, you kept saying one. I was like, gosh, I hope he sticks with this in Final Jeopardy. Number one, Deshaun Watson finished with 4,823 passing yards. That's good for number one in the league. And oh boy, Steven and Will, we got us a 200-200 game, boys.
All right, Steven, you need to, it's 200-200 right now. You need to bid something. What would you like to bid in Final Sports Jeopardy?
Might as well bid it all.
Let's do it. I like it. All right. J.J. Watt again mentioning connection with the Titans, possibly being an edge rush option for next year. Last year, the Titans signed one of J.J. Watt's former teammates to a one-year deal as an edge rusher. Who was that edge rusher?
I don't remember.
Jadeveon Clowney. It was Jadeveon Clowney. So Steve comes from behind and somehow pulls a win out of that one.
I can't believe he did it.
Again, that's Steve, not Stephen. So confusing this morning.
Steve, that's how you stay persistent. You pick the guy you want to take you to promised land, and that's how you pick up W's. That's how you pick up Harmony Pillows from our friends over at M. Lilly. Will, they came from across the pond to the States. They parked the U.S. headquarters in Farragut, Knoxville, Tennessee. Amazing products from the pillow toppers, the sheets, the mattresses, the pillows. If you're looking for a better night's sleep in 2021, it begins with M. Lilly.
I'm just going to be real. If you've never laid down on one of these M. Lilly mattresses, my goodness, are they incredible. And the Harmony Pillow, we all have a Harmony Pillow, and I slept on it last night. It was spectacular. Again, the U.S. headquarters of M. Lilly Mattresses right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. You can find the M. Lilly Bedding Store at the Village Green Shopping Center in Farragut.
All right, let's go speed round here. Will West, Carson Wentz's team in 2021-22 will be blank.
That feels like a bad decision that the Bears make. So I'll say it's going to be the Bears.
J.J. Watt will start the 21 season wearing what uniform?
Cleveland Browns.
Deshaun Watson will start the 21 NFL season wearing what uniform?
The Carolina Panthers. I am sold on it.
That's awful.
This. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. I did it on NFL Live. But the beat writer for ESPN for the Panthers said they're willing to give up 3 ones and Christian McCaffrey to land Deshaun Watson.
That's not real.
I wouldn't think so. But that's what the
reporter
said.
Not a chance I would
if
ever do that.
If that's the case, no. then he's traded yesterday.
Yeah. I think you wait and see if the Jets want to one up you on that, because if you could get Darnold plus 3 ones,
no, I wouldn't match that. I'm a Jets fan. I want Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
What do you want? 4 ones and Quinnen Williams?
Yeah,
not doing
yeah.
that.
Well,
not
you're making sure you can't get the Herschel Walker trade, but if you don't get the Herschel Walker trade and you can get 3 ones and Christian McCaffrey, if you're Houston, you take that all day long, right?
I'm stupid, but I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that goes down. If you're the Giants, would you trade 3 ones and Saquon for Deshaun?
No.
Yeah. There is a limit to the insanity, and if you're the Houston Texans, you don't look. The Texans are going to be hurting for some time. Don't make them already a contender again in draft capital by doing that. Deshaun Watson, I get, is a generational quarterback, and a lot of the national publications want a modern-day superstar never-will-see-again trade happen, because that'll just give them ultimate content all the way to the kickoff of the season. Look, the Carolina Panthers want to give up that kind of haul for Deshaun Watson. Let them have him. Let him have McCaffrey and 3 ones.
Yep. That was Here's what's interesting. He wrote at ESPN.com. If you're an ESPN Plus subscriber, he wrote at ESPN.com the day before his bold prediction was they were going to do that. And then he said during NFL Live that they will be willing to do that.
Good. You know what? I'm glad I changed my Twitter avatar back to a normal photo, because these days of Deshaun Watson's not going to be a Jet, that's fine. Ride on with Sam Darnold, get offensive line help, and get somebody a playmaker so the Jets can at least be 7-9 next year. That is –
That's too much.
I want to live in a world where that trade actually happens, because the Carolina Panthers, you just went from being, okay, you're a contender, okay, you're close in the NFC South, to taking two steps back, but your quarterback's better.
Yep.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Tennessee basketball. They have a 9 o'clock tip-off tonight. Who's not going to be available for the Vols due to contact tracing? Tennessee got no positive tests yesterday, but the question is, who's not going to be available for the Carolina Showdown? Plus, Josh Heupel, they roll out the offensive coaches for the upcoming season. Where does Tennessee stand, and where would you rank these guys, especially when it comes to what they can do on and off the field? 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, just about 15 minutes ago, 2021 four-star running back signee Cody Brown announced on Twitter that he is entering the transfer portal. He's been expressing interest in getting out of his national letter of intent since Jeremy Pruitt and staff was fired a couple weeks ago. But that's four-star running back signee of this past class, Cody Brown, announcing on Twitter that he is going to enter the transfer portal. Number two, Baylor is set to resume basketball activities on February 23rd following a six-game hiatus due to COVID protocols. Baylor matched its best start in program history with a win over Texas on February the 3rd, but hasn't played since the date. Tennessee basketball is going to be back in action tonight when hosting South Carolina at 9 o'clock. Pour some coffee at Thompson Bowling Arena. Coverage on the Vol Radio Network tips off at 8:30. The game can be heard right here on The Sports Animal. Scores from last night. Number 5, Illinois defeated Northwestern 73-66. Number 24, Arkansas took down Florida 75-64. And Georgia knocked off number 20, Missouri 80-70. Have some fun now and later with Quick Cash from the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by your nearest retailer and add Quick Cash to your Tennessee Cash, Lotto America, and Cash for Life ticket. 8:18, Pete Michaels traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will, 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
All right, well, we welcome you back to the starting lineup, 99.1, The Sports Animal. Cold Wednesday morning here on Rocky Top. News just coming out. It's going to upset a lot of Vol fans, but entering transfer portal seems to be the reoccurring copy and paste comment that you're seeing on a lot of social media posts, and it just happens again just moments ago. Gainer, during your Tennessee Lottery sports update, a little bit of a breaking news from Tennessee football aspect, but four-star Cody Brown, a running back being recruited by Jeremy Pruitt's staff, has now officially entered the transfer portal, and now he'll be seeking playing time elsewhere as Tennessee continues to lose players, and it's going to be interesting to find out how they end up making up the difference in a lot of these names who are now entering the portal. Kaner, do you have more on Cody Brown, the four-star, now no longer part of the Tennessee football program?
Yeah, and if you've been following this story, this really comes as no surprise. When Jeremy Pruitt was fired, Cody Brown tweeted either that day or shortly thereafter, hashtag free me, and he and Dylan Brooks, two of Tennessee's top-rated prospects, both have been expressing interest on social media of getting out of their national letter of intent. Don't know the entire situation here, but Cody Brown did just tweet out moments ago that after careful consideration, prayer, and talking with family, that he's going to enter the transfer portal. And he wanted to thank the former Tennessee coaching staff for recruiting him and all the Tennessee fans for all the love that he's gotten. So, eventually we knew this was going to happen or there was going to be some movement there. I don't think any Tennessee fans really expected Cody Brown, the running back, or Dylan Brooks, the outside linebacker, to be a part of this class now, even though both of those guys did sign in December. So Cody Brown announced this morning that he's in the transfer portal. We'll still have to see about Dylan Brooks, but obviously a really, really nice player that Tennessee was fortunate to sign back in December.
Ivan, to me, this is, look, it's amateur athletics. You always let a young person out of their letter of intent if they want to.
10 out of 10.
Letter of intent. Every single time. It's a scumbag move not to do it. Like, you're just a bad person if you don't do it. So you do the right thing. If Cody Brown wants to go play somewhere else, Josh Heupel and his staff are better off letting them go play somewhere else. That said, this is just kind of what's coming with this. I'm not trying to rip Cody Brown, because if he just wants to play somewhere else, play somewhere else. There is something to the fact that so many kids are leaving Tennessee. I'm not saying you're better off without them. I'm saying that there needs to be an understood culture at the University of Tennessee that 3-7 is not good enough, and when that happens, people got to go, and that there's an accountability to that. So this isn't so much a Cody Brown thing, so much as just, I know when people hear Cody Brown, the first thing they're going to say is another one. The aggregate of the players leaving, would you like to have them? Yes. You clearly had a cultural issue at the University of Tennessee if at 3-7 and the coach is gone and these kids are surprised and or heartbroken. Be better and this doesn't happen. And the coaching staff's got to be better. The players have to be better. What Tennessee's been's not under Jeremy Pruitt isn't good enough at the end of the day. So time to go. I mean, if you need to go, you know, good luck on your future endeavors, WWE style. But that's just kind of the way that you have to handle it when you talk about so many players leaving, because you clearly have a lot of dudes that don't understand that 3-7 is not good enough at Tennessee, from coaches to players to a lot of people who have been around the program and with the recent staff.
You know, I'll admit, whenever you saw Ty Chandler, when you saw Eric Gray enter the transfer portal and they move on, North Carolina, Oklahoma, respectively, I just thought to myself, look, you already have options that are still here on campus at the University of Tennessee, but at least you have somebody like Cody Brown who could come in and at least be a part of the future in Tennessee. And yes, at the time when I was thinking this, I had already seen on his social media, free me. He was very obviously disgruntled with the idea that he would not be coming to campus with the coaching staff that was recruiting him. And I immediately thought maybe I shouldn't be taking so much into consideration him being part of the future plans. But I thought that perhaps maybe this was a situation that Heupel and his staff could resolve. Obviously, that's not the case. Kaner, I got to ask you immediately, when you look at the running back depth now and the recruits that are coming in at running back, does that now start becoming a need, a focus at the running back position? Because you have lost you've lost team talent from last year as well as talent you were looking to gain on the recruiting trail as well.
One of the deeper positions, really, and probably one of the better positions on the Tennessee team a month and a half ago is no more. I mean, you lose Ty Chandler. Who was going to, you know, in a normal year, he'd be graduating gone. But in the year of COVID in 2020, that everyone's given another year, but he decided to graduate and leave, go to North Carolina. Eric Gray decides to transfer to Oklahoma. And now it's, you know, looking at that backfield, you got Jabari Small as the top returner, who saw a little bit of action as a true freshman. Tyon Evans, a top junior college running back, is now going to, in my opinion, carry a lot of the load, no pun intended. And then you got some of those freshmen from last year. Maybe T. Hodge, a local product, can get some run here. Maybe Lenneth Whitehead can get some run here if he's still going to be sticking on offense. Maybe D. Beckwith, what's his situation going to be? The running back room now is dwindling. You know, Cody Brown, again, if you follow this story, this comes as no surprise today, but that running back room is going to be much of a concern now entering fall camp and spring practice.
656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. So the non-secret now officially out of the bag. Cody Brown receiving his decommitment and now is entering the transfer portal, and you're going to see an opportunity for another team, another program to scoop up the four-star talent in the backfield. 656-9900 as we get to Serpich Cut coming up to wrap up the final 30 minutes of your Wednesday TSL. It's on the way next on 99.1 The Sports Animal. At 8:35, if you're just now joining the program, Cody Brown, four-star running back, being let out of his letter of intent, now entering the transfer portal, and an opportunity for him to find playing time elsewhere with another program. The numbers continue to climb. It's one of those conversations. It shouldn't come as a surprise, Eric, as you just laid out moments ago, but for those of you keeping track, Cody Brown, now the next name, leaving since Jeremy Pruitt's dismissal.
I want to point out, go ahead.
No, don't. Just stepping on that as well, as simply put, Cody Brown's no longer with the program.
Yeah. I do want to point out right now, it's unclear if he actually was let out of his national letter of intent. All we have to go on right now is a tweet that he sent out just a couple of moments ago when he said that he is entering the transfer portal. Brian Reich, made a good point just now in texting me off air, saying that, you know, unless typically a student athlete is not eligible for the portal unless they're an active student athlete and enrolled in classes right now. I know Cody Brown's plans was to enroll in January. I'm not sure if he continued on with that, if he maybe started classes and then dropped beforehand. I'm not sure on all that end. And so all we know right now is what Cody Brown did tweet out just now, saying that he's in the transfer portal. But to your point, Cody Brown looks like his future with the Vol football program is no more.
All right. So clarification, appreciate it. Let's dive right into it. Before we hand things off to Brian and Eric at the top of the hour, Start Pitch Cut now on TSL.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Oops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, guys, today is Michael Jordan's birthday. Greatest basketball player of all time. Going to start out with a bang here. Jordan, Bill Russell, LeBron James.
I'm going to do it, and I'll end up with pie on my face. I'll start Jordan. I'm going to bench LeBron. I'm going to cut Bill Russell.
Yeah, I'm going to start Jordan. I'm going to bench Bill Russell. I'm going to cut LeBron James there. Could LeBron James get there? Yes, he could get there. I don't think he can get past Jordan ever. But and it's not LeBron's fault, the era he played in, but I have to judge you based on the era you played in.
Yes, you do.
Because of that, I hold that against a little bit of Russell and a little bit LeBron, but Jordan is the GOAT.
With spring training opening next week, best rotation in baseball this year? The Padres, the Dodgers, or the Tribe?
Oh, starting the Dodgers, benching the Padres, I'm cutting the Tribe. Look, Cleveland's still got a lot in that rotation. I know a lot of people want to talk about Francisco Lindor and Cookie Carrasco being dealt during the offseason. The Tribe has still got a lot of arms they can deal every fifth day, but they're not to the level of what's improved in the NL West this year. Padres had that all but locked down. All the Dodgers, they just couldn't sign Trevor Bauer. And then the Dodgers signed Trevor Bauer. Yeah, if you're telling me right now that you can go Bauer, Bueller, Kershaw, I mean, I can keep going down the list. It's just, it's an ace after an ace after an ace.
Yeah.
So, Dodgers in the start, Padres on the bench.
If healthy, I will start the Dodgers, bench the Padres, cut the Tribe. I don't believe the Dodgers pitching staff. Like, look, I mean, we're 3 years in a row. They hadn't stayed healthy all year. So why would I believe on this fourth year they wouldn't have injury issues as well? So it will end up by the end of the season, though, being start the Padres, bench the Dodgers, cut the Tribe.
Today is Green Day frontman Billy Joel Armstrong's 49th birthday. That's Green Day song. When I Come Around, Good Riddance, or Basket Case.
You're starting Basket Case, you're cutting Good Riddance, you're cutting When I Come Around.
I'm going to start When I Come Around, I'm going to bench Basket Case, I'm going to cut Tommy Your Life, Good Riddance. So it's a good song. I think I've just seen it in too many graduations and things like that over the years for me to be able to listen to it anymore.
With that pukey sound he has. I can't, man. I can't do that song much anymore.
What is the most reoccurring commercial you see on television? Denny Hamlin's PJs, Domino's ad, Snoop Dogg's Corona ad, or Allstate Opera, which is something for roof items?
Yeah, I don't know the Allstate Opera ad, Ivins. What is the Allstate Opera ad? I don't think I paid attention either. I didn't.
You're not when people leave all the items on the top of the roof of their cars and the opera music's in the background.
Oh, you're right. Okay, no, you're right. I have
Allstate has you covered. La di da. It's just like I have to hit mute every time.
Commercial break. Yeah, I will start Snoop Dogg Corona. I will bench Allstate Opera. I will cut Denny Hamlin's PJs. I am sick of all of these though.
Yes, I mean look, they're getting their money's worth. Because if I hear about the Joneses and the Coronas and the, like, Snoop, man, I'm good for you, man. You have turned your career to the next level since you stopped making music. But I'm starting Denny Hamlin's PJs. If I hear that little girl say, hey, Hamlin, I like your PJs one more time, I'm replacing the television. So it's made me not want to order Domino's because I don't want to have any chance of that ad popping up anywhere on my phone because I ordered online. So I'm starting the Domino's commercial. Get out of here. I'm going to bench the Allstate Opera commercial, leaving items on top of the hood of your car or on top of the roof of your car or on the hood of your car. I'm going to cut Snoop Dogg because at least it's cool to sit by a beach wearing sandals and socks drinking a Corona.
Counterpoint, Domino's is delicious. So there's that.
So today you have hot-taked pizza and coleslaw.
And I will also hot. And I thought the hottest take was the Khalil Mack hot take.
Oh no, that was a sizzler. That burnt my hand, but I didn't know if you were going to double or triple down.
It's also all of them are accurate.
All right, who's the best pending free agent running back? Aaron Jones, Leonard Fournette, or Kenyon Drake?
I will start Aaron Jones. I'm going to bench Kenyon Drake, and I'm going to cut Leonard Fournette. If you the story came out earlier this week that the Bucs thought about cutting Leonard Fournette in November, for gosh sakes. Kenyon Drake's a really, really, really underrated player, a very underrated player. Aaron Jones is a legitimate bell cow back in the National Football League, and we don't have enough of those right now.
Carbon copy. That's the right order.
And last up, Ben Simmons recently told the Philadelphia media that he's the best defender in the NBA, often mentioned as a top defender. Who was the best, if not Simmons? Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Smart, Drew Holiday.
I look at it this way. There's two ways to look at this. Who's the biggest annoyance night in, night out? Mm-hmm. That's Drew Holiday. Bingo. But if I got one guy for a seven-game series locking down somebody else's best player, give me Kawhi Leonard. So I'm going to start Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to bench Drew Holiday. Smart is a very good defender. I think he also has a way to get under people's skin, which makes them think he's an even better defender than he really is because they might get a technical by punching him in the face. So he is going to be the cut here for me.
Where's Ben Simmons on this list, though? Which, by the way, I agree with you on that list. It's Leonard, then Drew, then Marcus Smart. Is Ben Simmons the best defender in the NBA? And if the answer is no, is he the best on-ball defender in the NBA? Because I think Ben Simmons is a great defender. I don't know if he's on the same tier of Kawhi Leonard, but how close if he's not on the same tier of Kawhi Leonard?
Let me see you do it when it matters. That's what I would say about Ben Simmons. That's cool. That's great. You're doing whatever you're doing in January or February, but January or February is not where you become the greatest in the league. You become the greatest in the league in May and June.
Fair point.
So I can't put him there yet.
Hey, big thank you, Heritage Realty. Start, bench, cut for a Wednesday. Will, they've got a website, and that's heritagerealtyknox.com.
That's right. It is heritagerealtyknox.com for Heritage Realty, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. They're especially incredible when it comes to property management, treating your property as if it's their own, and maximizing your investment value. That is Heritage Realty.
All right. It's tonight, 9 o'clock tip-off. I still can't believe they have those on East Coast time on the SEC Network. Vols Gamecocks, we set the table for Eric and Brian. Get you ready for the rest of your Wednesday programming found here on your home for Tennessee Athletics, 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, some news that came across just moments ago. 2021 four-star running back signee for Tennessee, Cody Brown, announced on Twitter that he is entering the transfer portal. Brown expressed interest in trying to get out of his national letter of intent once Jeremy Pruitt and staff were fired. But just a moment ago, 2021 four-star running back signee Cody Brown has announced that he is entering the transfer portal. Some basketball scores from last night. Number 5 Illinois defeated Northwestern 73-66. Number 24 Arkansas took down Florida 75-64. And Georgia knocked off number 20 Missouri 82-70. Around the NBA, Boston topped Denver 112-99. The Pelicans crushed the Grizzlies 144-113. The Lakers got by the T-Wolves 112-102. Toronto down Milwaukee for its fourth straight loss, 124-113. Portland upended Oklahoma City 115-104. And Brooklyn held off Phoenix 128-124. And projected number one overall pick in this upcoming NFL draft, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence underwent surgery on his non-throwing shoulder on Tuesday in California. He'll be able to start throwing again in 4 to 6 weeks. Is expected to be ready by training camp. Have fun now and later with Quick Cash from the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by your nearest retailer and add Quick Cash to your Tennessee Cash, Lotto America, and Cash for Life ticket. 8:45, Pete Michaels traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will. 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
All right, gentlemen, let's set the table and step aside. EA and Brian Rice are up next. Will West, last words. Tennessee, South Carolina. Game got rescheduled from Tuesday to Wednesday. Lines dropped from 14 to 11.5. No word to who's not going to be available tonight for the Volunteers because of, well, assumedly contact tracing. You like the Vols tonight, but as we've touched on the program before, for those of you who like making money off the numbers, Tennessee started this year 5-0 ATS midweek. Since then, Will, 0-6. They haven't covered a midweek game since back in December.
So let me ask you this. Are you concerned about the South Carolina basketball players that are missing tonight? Does that make you think, oh, no, Maybe we need to rethink this. I think the last I saw right before the show this morning was 11.5.
Yeah. If you ask me tonight, I think this is going to be a 9 o'clock, why are we doing this boulder fight? Not a rock fight, boulder fight. I like Carolina in the points. I like the under. I just Tennessee gets the win. Move on to Kentucky this weekend. It's going to be one of those, are we really doing this at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday? Eric Kane, if I haven't already shown my disgust for 9 o'clock tip-offs, do you want to follow suit and tell us how much you hate 9 o'clock tip-offs?
I just hate them, man. I mean, like, why? Why are they a thing? We have this conversation every season because we always get one or two 9 o'clock tip-offs in during the week every single season. It makes no sense. Can't stand it, especially if you have things to do after the game ends and you have a 4:30, a.m. wake-up time. It's not fun.
The reason why is because your 7 o'clock games, Kentucky against Vanderbilt, which both teams are bad, and the biggest cities in Kentucky is in the central time zone and the biggest city, like Vanderbilt's in the central time zone as well. So that makes no sense whatsoever that you wouldn't flip those.
Mm-hmm. So, needless to be said, I 9 o'clock starts, just not there for it. Well, you've done a very good job of talking about close of business. When we get up tomorrow, are we talking about Carson Wentz, a member of the Chicago Bears? Because if you're reading the tea leaves of what Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, and others are saying, it's only a matter of time, especially if the Bears and the Eagles have already agreed in principle to what will be the top part of this massive deal, which is multiple second rounders. So at what time today do we learn that Carson Wentz will be replacing Mitch Trubisky as the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears?
I don't think we're there yet. Remember it was just a week and a half ago that everybody out of Philly was saying Eagles have been offered more than 1-1 for Carson Wentz. And we were like, what? And then Pat McAfee was like, yeah, that's a bald-faced lie by the Eagles to try to get the Colts to come off of more. As it turns out right now, 2-2s is the best that they can get. And if that's what they can get, you go ahead and eat that dead contract money and you make the move. But I think with the Eagles' willingness to bald-face lie to such an extent, I do think they try to hold on to at least the end of the week.
Yeah, and while you eat all that money, you also eat a delicious bowl of coleslaw, because we've learned today that all three members of the starting lineup roster love coleslaw.
It's disgusting. I would literally trade it for any side on any menu in the entire world. There's no
side. You're telling me any side, as long as it's not coleslaw.
There's no side that I would not take over coleslaw.
I just don't believe you.
No,
I just don't believe. Hush puppies.
Yeah, double them hush puppies up.
I'm not believing these things that come out of your mouth sometimes, Will West. But we'll try again tomorrow at 6 a.m. for a Thursday. Cody Brown, 4-star Tennessee recruit. He has asked to be let out of his letter of intent, and at least based on social media, he is entering the transfer portal. The latest on that coming up next, Eric Ains Show with Brian Rice. They'll also get you ready for Tennessee, South Carolina tonight. Hand things over to the Vault Network beginning at 8:30 for that 9 o'clock tip-off at Thompson Bowling Arena. I say again, Wednesday 9 o'clock tip-offs between Tennessee and South Carolina. Please be gone. Kanner, we appreciate it. Will, we appreciate it. Tyler, we're out. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. You've been listening to the starting lineup on 99.1, The Sports Animal.